This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmuduhu, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أما بعد Eid al-Adha is the Eid of sacrifice. And the sacrifice we make of our sheep, cows, goats, or any other animal is really symbolic of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live our lives. Our religion is called Al-Islam, the religion of submission. Our lives are supposed to be a life of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot submit without sacrifice. You cannot submit without having to give up some of the things of this world that you want and some of the things of this world that you love. Because each and every one of us will face tests in our lives. We will face decisions where we have to choose between our desires and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we have to choose between what we love of this world and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the stories of the prophets, and especially the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, give us a role model of sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he uses the word uswatun hasana, the perfect role model, for only two prophets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family are called uswatun hasana, perfect role models. And so they serve as role models of sacrifice as well. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a young man, preached the truth, even until his people were about to kill him, that for us shows us the true meaning of sacrifice, that he was willing to be thrown into a fire for the sake of the truth. When the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family in the valley of Makkah, and his wife Hajar said that if this is what Allah wants for us, Allah will take care of us. We see here in both of their actions the spirit of sacrifice. When the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam told his son about his dream, and his son said, do what Allah has commanded, we will be patient, they both showed us the very meaning of sacrifice and what they were willing to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this in the model of all of the prophets of Allah, that they sacrifice anything of this world for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this with the first generation, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they all made great sacrifices for this religion. Look at the model of Khadija radiallahu anha. She started as, in the beginning of the story of the seerah, we are introduced to her as a wealthy widow. But when she passes away, she has spent all her wealth in the path of Allah, and the boycott had weakened her, that she had given it all up for the sake of Allah. If you look at Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, one of the wealthiest and most spoiled kids of Makkah, and he gives all of that up for the sake of Allah, and he makes hijrah to Medina, and he does da'wah to the people of Medina, and he's martyred in the battle of Uhud, and he never sees the fruits of his sacrifice in this world. Even the other Sahaba, 20 or 30 years later, when they conquered Persia, and when they conquered the Roman countries, they would ask themselves, and they would say, if only Mus'ab could have seen this. Because they all remembered his sacrifice. The Sahaba made great sacrifices for this religion. And we live in a time where we are witnessing a revival of Islam. But a revival cannot take place without sacrifice. And each and every one of us need to think deeply, what am I willing to sacrifice for the sake of Allah? Am I willing to give my time for working on projects that benefit the Ummah? Am I willing to invest my money in projects that benefit the Ummah? Am I willing to give my life for the sake of Allah? These are all questions that Muslims must ponder on the day of sacrifice. We ask Allah to make us from those who live a life of sacrifice, a life of submission, who are willing to give up our desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us from those who are united on the straight path and who do not compromise our faith for any reasons. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير حدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. One of the core themes of the day of Eid is shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 185, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Declare the takbir of Allah on the day of Eid so that you may be grateful. That we should spend the day of Eid in a state of gratitude. And really, as believers, we should live our lives in a state of gratitude. There are many levels of worship and many levels of piety. But the highest level, the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the level of gratitude. Some of us may worship Allah out of fear. Some of us may worship Allah out of hope. Some of us may worship Allah out of obligation. All of this is good. All of these are different levels on the stages of righteousness. But the highest level is that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would spend long nights in the Qiyamul Layl, and his wife Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, why do you pray so much when your sins are already forgiven? And he said, should I not be a grateful servant? So his worship came from a place of gratitude. And that is the level we must aspire towards. It starts with being grateful about the small things. It starts with saying Alhamdulillah. It starts with just putting in our hearts a sense of gratitude for any of the good things that Allah has blessed us with. And over time, it can grow into a lifestyle, that our whole lives are a means of showing gratitude to Allah for what He has given us. When the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam looked around at his kingdom, and he realized what Allah had blessed him with, from the ability to converse with animals, to control over the wind and the jinn, what did he do when he realized the blessings of Allah in his life? He made dua to Allah and he said, oh Allah, make me from the shakirin. Make me from those who are grateful. This is what we must work towards. And it starts today. It starts with spending the day of Eid in a state of gratitude. We all have tests in our lives. And we all have things that are not right. Because this world is a test. And only in Jannah things are perfect. But it may be that you have two or three tests in your life and 100 things going your way. But we are so focused on what is not right that we fail to appreciate and enjoy what is going right. So let us start looking at the world differently. For the tests, we will have sabr. But we also will look at what Allah has blessed us with. And for that, we will have shukr. And we can be in the state of shukr and sabr at the same time, because in life we will always be going through both. And shukr does not only mean being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also being grateful to the people in your lives. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not show gratitude to people has not shown gratitude to Allah. So part of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thanking the people in your life for whatever they do for you. So be grateful to your spouse. Express your gratitude to your husband, your wife. Let them know you appreciate what they do for you. Be grateful to your parents. Be grateful for your children. Be grateful for your friends, for your community, for your businesses, for your customers, for anyone who has done anything good for you. Give them thanks. Tell them I appreciate you. And see the difference this makes in the level of muhabbah, the level of love between our hearts. And this is part of being grateful to Allah, that we are grateful to each other. Do not take the relationship in your life for granted, because none of us know how long we have left. So thank each other, appreciate each other, spend quality time with each other, and forgive each other for your shortcomings. We ask Allah to make us from the people of gratitude. We ask Allah to make us from the people of sabr. We ask Allah to make us from the people of submission. We ask Allah to make us from the people of sacrifice. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين